From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is confident that the basic elements of his tax cut deal with Republican lawmakers will remain intact. House Democrats rejected the president's compromise during a voice vote in caucus yesterday. But in an interview with NPR, Mr. Obama said he believes the opposition within his own party will eventually support the deal.
My sense is that there are going to be discussions between both House and Senate leadership about all the final elements of the package. Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
Listen for the rest of Mr. Obama's interview today on Morning Edition. The Obama administration is confiscating more than $1 billion in high-speed rail funding being rejected by the governors of Ohio and Wisconsin. NPR's David Shaper reports that the funds now go to states that do want the projects.
While campaigning, both Ohio Governor-elect John Kasich and Wisconsin Governor-elect Scott Walker characterized federally funded projects to upgrade, or in Ohio's case, start passenger rail service in their states as boondoggles. Since the election, both have told Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood they don't want the trains. But they did ask LaHood to redirect the high-speed rail money to highway projects in their states. LaHood said no, and his Department of Transportation is now officially rescinding more than $800 million from Wisconsin and nearly $400 million from Ohio. And the administration is now giving that $1.2 billion in high-speed rail funding to 14 other states, with California and Florida getting the largest chunks, $624 and $342 million, respectively. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Ford Motors plans to spend $600 million on retooling its assembly plant in Louisville. As Sheila Ash of member station WFPL reports, construction should begin there later this month.
The company will make improvements to allow for the production of six different vehicles. Ford President of the Americas, Mark Fields, says the company's first product will be the next generation Escape.
It's amazing because you'll also have a workforce along with 1,800 new colleagues of yours who will be building a new product that nobody has even seen yet.
The 1,800 jobs added will be through new hires and reactivating workers currently laid off. Ford will also receive $240 million in tax incentives over the next 10 years. For NPR News, I'm Sheila Ash in Louisville.
U.S. trade figures are due out later this morning on the heels of China's announcement today of gains in both imports and exports last month. China's stronger-than-expected trade activity in November could signal the country's plans to hike interest rates as soon as this weekend. Stronger imports could also help boost other economies, hoping China's healthy growth will help drive a global recovery. Asian stock markets are mostly lower as investors show caution over possible interest rates in China. Shanghai shares are up 1%. This is NPR News. Jury deliberations resume today in the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping case in Salt Lake City. A federal panel is deciding whether Brian Mitchell is guilty of kidnapping then 14-year-old Smart from her bedroom 8 years ago. Mitchell faces life in prison if convicted of kidnapping and unlawful transportation of a minor across state lines for the purposes of illegal sex. Smart was rescued after 9 months when someone spotted her walking down the street with the defendant. British and Dutch savers who lost billions of dollars during the 2008 collapse of Icelandic Bank could soon get some relief. Larry Miller in London reports that there's an agreement to help bring Iceland closer to financial recovery.
Britain and the Netherlands covered their citizens' deposits in the internet bank Icesave when it went under in the credit crunch. Icesave attracted funds by offering very high interest rates. At the time, Britain used anti-terrorist laws to freeze the funds of Icelandic institutions in the UK. Then Prime Minister Gordon Brown accused Iceland's leader of illegal behavior after refusing to reimburse British customers. Brown was then accused of bullying. Icelandic voters rejected an earlier deal of 5.5%. Under this new agreement, Iceland will pay Britain and Holland around 3% interest, starting in 2016 and ending 30 years later. It must now be approved by Iceland's parliament and president. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Taiwan's president is calling on China to release jailed dissident and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo. Liu will be represented by an empty chair at today's award ceremony in Oslo, Norway. He is serving an 11-year sentence for subversion. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for